So what's the committee looking for? I will tell you exactly what the criteria is. Now, Kirby may disagree with it, and he is saying, hey, I'm not sure what they need to see, and they don't come down here and do the eyeball test and look at our teams and the teams we're playing. But, Mike, I don't think the criteria has changed all that much over the last few years. We just expanded the playoff. Here's what they tell us. Now, whether you believe it or not is another thing. Strength of schedule. Head-to-head competition. Comparative outcomes of common opponents. You played them, we played them. How did you do? How did we do? And then, Mike, the unavailability of key players and where you played and when you played. All of these things they say.
Well, that didn't really help Florida State.
Oh, tell me about it. This is what they say the criteria is supposed to be. To Kirby's point, though, like, okay, we just beat a top-ranked Tennessee team. How far are we moving up tonight?
Well, Ole Miss beats you, and you guys got the same record, although your strength of schedule is better by a long shot. You know, you're 42 spots better in strength of schedule than Ole Miss is. So how does that figure out? You know, you're going for the control because Ole Miss kicked Georgia's butt.
That's right.
You know, if you want to get into game control, that's the other variable we've heard about. So I like what Kirby's saying, like, don't know what these guys are looking for. Some of these nitwits, but of course, I have nothing but respect for them. But yeah, I agree with Kirby. I just don't think we know what we're shooting for here. And we also know that they are prone to just do stuff on a whim to generate juice and generate, you know, media interest. But right now, Georgia, of all the teams that are in the top 12, Georgia's got the toughest strength of schedule. Then it's Bama, then it's Texas, then Ohio State. We did this the other day for you. Ole Miss is 50th in strength of schedule. Notre Dame is 52nd.
Now, tell me who you're using there so people know.
This is from the College Football Network.
Okay.
This is their, again, this is not the power rankings, which is a bit nebulous that ESPN uses. This is strictly strength of schedule.
All right. Let's hear from Kirby Smart. Because he answered this question, and he did it in as simple terms as he possibly could. Tonight, everybody's watching. He says he doesn't want his team freaking out, and I don't think they will, about what these rankings are going to mean. But first and foremost, what's the committee looking for?
I don't know what they're looking for. I really don't. I wish they could really define the criteria. I wish they could do the eyeball test where they come down here and look at the people we're playing against and look at them. And, you know, you can't see that stuff on a TV. And so I don't know what they look for, but that's for somebody else to decide. I'm worried about our team.
Yeah, I think what he's telling you is people get caught up like the Ole Miss game. Ole Miss doesn't win these games. They fold. They're not as good. They're never going to win these kinds of games. And then what Kirby's telling you is they got maybe one of the best defenses they played all season. The crowd was totally into it. The environment was nuts. And you start getting into, you know, how they matched up with Georgia and how they're getting after it and sacking us. And he's saying, you got to watch these games, and I don't know. He's questioning whether the committee is doing that. But, Mike, none of these committee members are ever going to be live at any of these games.
No. Associated Press, by the way, has Georgia ahead of Ole Miss, as does the coaches poll. So, I'll you know, sometimes the coaches actually filled this out. As you and I know, sometimes they pass it off to an assistant or an SID, you know, and he fills it out. But either way, the coaches think even though Ole Miss beat Georgia head-to-head, they should be one notch ahead of them at number 8. Will the committee think likewise?
The big question tonight, to be quite honest, and Georgia will be fine. I don't think Kirby cares one way or the other. He is just putting it out there because he can. There are not a lot of college coaches who could say this or do this or get away with it, and nobody would make a big deal of it. Kirby said what he said, and everybody went, he's right.
Right.
No, nobody said anything.
No, I mean, look, there's still no transparency with this. It's like I joked around with Carl earlier. It's like how they pick a pope. You know, they do the conclave, and they get there, and the smoke comes out. You don't know what they're talking about.
That's right.
What, you know, I'm not saying there's agendas at play, but it always seems like the Big Ten always seems to get the benefit of the doubt. Their strength of schedule is crap. Their out-of-conference is crap. You know, and I think that will bear out when we get to the playoffs. See, I know that right now Notre Dame will be in this thing. Who has any faith that Notre Dame will do anything differently, even though it's a new coach? And I get it. They are playing good defense. But still, Notre Dame's strength of schedule. Wes Durham brought up a great point. They just greased Virginia. If Notre Dame moves up, what happens if SMU smokes Virginia by even more points?
Yeah.
You know, then SMU deserves some juice here. SMU eventually may play Miami in that ACC championship game. And if Miami, by the way, has two losses, are they out for you?
I don't think so. I don't.
Well, you got to pay lip service to the ACC to give them three teams?
Two.
Clemson's not deserving it.
No.
So SMU and
Miami. I would think two. And then I could be wrong, guys, from the standpoint of, you know, if you talk about the Power Four getting their teams in with conference championship wins, the G5 team, which is, you know, of course, that's going to be Boise State, or at least it looks that way. And then, okay, so that's five slots, right? And we talked about this. And then you start saying, all right, how many does the Big Ten get? How many does the SEC get? But here's the question tonight, Mike. BYU lost last weekend. And now I'm curious to see if they put Boise State in front of BYU, meaning is Boise a top four team? That would mean Boise would get a bye. Now, this isn't the end rankings, but like right now, if you looked at this, it's easy to say, all right, Boise's going to move in front of BYU after the loss last week. And right now, it looks like the Big 12 is going to be BYU and Colorado playing for the Big 12 championship. Colorado's got to win out, but that's a whole nother conversation because Colorado, nobody's kind of talking about them. They're sitting at 16. They're going to be, if they went out, obviously a conference champion. Mike, they're going to be a potentially two-loss team with a bye sitting there.
Right.
Right? So we'll see tonight.
I know that, and we kind of get ourselves like all twisted up like a pretzel over this kind of stuff, and then it does, we have more time to figure it out. I mean, I don't think Notre Dame should move anywhere until they beat Army. You know, they shouldn't get any bounce by beating a bad Virginia team. Let them go beat Army, and then okay. That's solid. That's a good win. And maybe, hey, Army, all do us a favor and beat Notre Dame, right?
That'd be awesome. It really would be. And by the way, we had Shane Beamer on the show last week, Turtle. Last week you had Coach Beamer on?
Yeah, 2 weeks back, yep.
They're 7-3 and sitting at 19. Now, we don't think any three lost teams get in, but the point is Shane Beamer's done a hell of a job at South Carolina. Mm. And all of a sudden now, right, they're just kind of creeping there and sitting there. By the time we get to the end of the season, Mike, some of these teams that are sitting at 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, Clemson, may have three losses.
Right. The other thing, speaking of three losses, I brought this up earlier, and I just saw they were talking about on ESPN earlier, is Lane Kiffin speaking with the media saying, you know, a lot of coaches he's talking to. Now, again, this is Lane Kiffin. Maybe you talk to one coach, he's saying coaches.
Yeah, yeah.
But Lane Kiffin says, a lot of guys say, what's the logic behind going and taking a two-loss team to Atlanta when a third loss maybe gets you out of the college football playoff as opposed to simply just be happy to be where you're ranked. Let Texas maybe a Texas rematch. Maybe Texas does play Ole Miss. Ole Miss will be ahead of Georgia. Georgia just sits back and gets a home game, and off they go. And they don't have to worry about that coming close to that third loss.
It's a great point. And they would also get to host a game, right?
Right, in Athens. And bring one of those Big Ten teams with their tough schedules down to Athens.
Here, and we're only in year one of this. Maybe there will be changes. Maybe there'll be tweaks.